This conference is being recorded. Only the main conference is recorded.
This is Uni Smith, Vice President of Eagle Forum. We will establish, we will call the roll of those authorized to be on this call. Kathy Adams?
Here.
Ann Corey?
Here.
Shirley Curry?
Here.
Rosina Kovar?
Here.
Carolyn McLarty?
Here.
Andy Schlafly? Someone just joined us. We were just calling the roll.
Hello.
Who is that?
Hello, this is Steve Clark. I'm the attorney for Eagle Forum, and with me is my colleague, Joel Rolfe, who's also an attorney with my firm, an attorney for Eagle Forum. With me in the room are Ed Martin, Phyllis Schlafly, Ryan Height, and John Schlafly. So if you would proceed with the roll call, thank you.
All right, I'm sorry, I didn't get all those names, Steve. Who was the second attorney you said? This is Uni Smith. Steve Clark and...
Joel Rolfe.
Rolfe, all right. And Phyllis, hey Phyllis. And Ed and Ryan Hyde.
Right.
Is that it?
John Schlafly.
John, okay.
Yes.
All right, so let's see, continuing with the roll, I'll check John and Phyllis. Lanil Spivey. And Kathleen Sullivan. All right.
Who else is on the call?
We had already called the names of those who are on the call are Kathy Adams, Ann Corey, Shirley Curry, Rosina Kovar, Carolyn McLarty, John Phyllis, and Uni. And so that establishes a quorum is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
We have some objections to the meeting, so there are people here who are present only to object. And before the meeting begins, Mrs. Schlafly would like to make a statement. So please, Mrs. Schlafly.
Well, I object to this meeting being conducted by telephone. I think it's much better if we meet face-to-face to discuss all important matters, but I would like to record my objection to this meeting.
Thank you, Phyllis. I think everyone agrees we would prefer to meet in person, but I did appreciate the fact that you had offered to conduct a telephone meeting as an alternative to this one, so we appreciate that.
The meeting, I have a statement I would like to make that I have not cleared with anybody, so if you indulge me.
Oh, sure.
I'd like to say I've spent my life building this organization of the Eagle Forum, and it is a very unique organization because it's made up of volunteers, and a lot of people who are paid employees may not understand the importance of the volunteers because they do their own thing. All of our state leaders are volunteers. I am a volunteer, we have a few other people who are volunteers and are extremely helpful, and we appreciate that service. But you can't order volunteers around the way you order paid employees around. So there is no chain of command of running this organization that runs from me through Ed to the state leaders. It just doesn't work that way. The state leaders are like independent contractors. And you all know that you make your own decisions. You recommend the candidates you would like us to endorse. And I might say that all kinds of candidates are very eager for Eagle Forum's endorsement. That is valuable to them. And we take our advice from our local people. So I want to make that clear, that dealing with women, for one thing, and dealing with volunteers is a different ball game. I'm not sure that our lawyer or Ed has really worked with an organization of all volunteers like this. But they have their own ideas, and we respect that, and we don't control them or tell them what they need to do. Now, I was really not in favor of this telephone meeting, and I tried to get an agenda. I thought if you called a special meeting, you were supposed to lay out the agenda. So I really don't know what the purpose of this meeting is, but I decided to sit in and listen and see what you want to do, because I'm very eager for the future of Eagle Forum. We want it to continue long years into the future, respected by the whole conservative movement. And the conservative movement does respect us. And this beautiful headquarters that we have here, I'm hoping will be the center of the conservative movement. We have a tremendous source of archives, and on the conservative movement go way back into the 40s when I started out in the anti-communist movement. So I welcome everybody who's taking the trouble to be with us today, and I'll do what I can to assist the future of Eagle Forum, but I'm not telling you what to do. You're making your own decision on that.
Thank you, Phyllis. I just picked up on one thing you said, that you wanted to ensure that Eagle Forum continued along to the future, and that actually was a part of the call notice that we sent out, which reads, the purpose of the meeting is to ensure that Eagle Forum will continue long into the future as a viable force for all the causes we've addressed in the past for God, family, and country. If we can proceed with the meeting then.
Uni, we need to stop for a moment because, as I say, we have received objections to the notice of the meeting from Phyllis Schlafly, John Schlafly, Andy Schlafly, Lanil Spivey, and Kathleen Sullivan. So they are not going to participate in the meeting from this point forward other than to object, and they may leave the meeting. But Lanil, for the record, Lanil Spivey is not present at the meeting as we understand it. Kathleen Sullivan is not present for the meeting as well, nor is Andy Schlafly present for the meeting. And Phyllis Schlafly and John Schlafly are present only to object to the meeting. And I would also ask, is there anyone on the call whose presence has not been announced?
Uni, you want to move to executive session?
Well, actually, we do need to do that, Steve, because we want to announce the agenda. And it will include sensitive personnel issues, so I would entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Well, before we do that, we need
I'll make a motion to go into executive session at this time.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second it.
Before the motion is heard, we need to proceed to know whether there's anyone on the call who has not been announced.
Well, I think the executive session would eliminate anyone who is on the call who hasn't been announced.
That's not my question. My question is, there's anyone on the call who has not been announced?
Would anyone like to answer that?
I'm not aware of anyone on the call who has not been announced.
That's not the question. Is there anyone on the call who has not been announced? If you are on the call and you've not been announced, identify yourself presently.
There was no response to that.
Who has not been announced. Now, Ed Martin is the president of Eagle Forum. Under the bylaws of Eagle Forum, Ed Martin, as president, is to preside over this meeting. So Ed Martin will now preside.
We're moving in executive session.
At this time, any motions, if you would make them clear, but I will, at this time, we're going to adjourn this meeting.
No.
And the meeting is adjourned and will be noticed for an in-person meeting.
We're moving into executive session. I call the question of moving to executive session. Let's take a vote on moving to executive session.
Executive session will be
We're moving into executive session. It's only board members.
I hear five.
six votes to move into executive session, including mine.
You're not authorized to preside, so.
Thank you.
We're in executive session, only board members here. I ask that non-board members remove themselves from the call.
Ryan Height by the way, I appointed Ryan Height as the secretary because of the absence of Ann, so he will be the secretary.
I'm right here.
Bill is still present. Legal counsel is still present, and I would say the meeting is adjourned.
All participants are now in listen-only mode.
We have taken a vote on going into executive sessions. All participants are currently, as the announcement was made, in mute. And since there was so much discussion that we were not able to continue. The vote has been taken to go into executive session, and the chair declares it having passed. This move is perfectly legitimate, obviously, since we will be discussing sensitive personnel issues. The agenda is as follows. The Office of the President, a conflict of interest policy, a call for a complete independent audit, call for officers and directors' liability insurance, legal representation, the ongoing fight on CONCON, our work on the Republican Party platform, motions to replace particular board members, bylaws, updates, and next meeting, further business, closing comments from Phyllis Schlafly, and the motion to adjourn. I'll just begin with a prayer, and then since I had hoped Lanille would be able to do that, but since he's not with us, I'll be happy to do that. Lord, I thank you for everyone who's on this call and for all the work that they have poured into Eagle Forum over all these many, many years. And Father, I know with the six who have been maligned this last week, totaled about 220 years. And there's no way to total what so many, many, many have done. But as we move forward with this meeting, I just pray that the words of our hearts and the meditations, the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts would be acceptable in thy sight, our Lord, our strength, and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll announce the appointment of the recording secretary is Rosina Kovar. And I think most heard the announcement that we were taking the meeting, so retrieving accurate minutes won't be a problem for her and the parliamentarian, Carolyn McLarty. Now, since we are in executive session, we will expect that only those who are acting board members will be participating in the meeting going forward until and unless we go out of executive session. The first item on the agenda is the Office of the President, and if I can remember how to unmute here, I'll just unmute and we can find out what there might be on that issue.
Madam Chair,
all participants are now in interactive talk mode.
Madam Chairman?
Yes, Shirley Curry?
I move that Ed Martin be removed as president of Eagle Forum, a 501c4 organization.
I'll second. Carolyn McLarty.
Second, thank you. Is there a discussion?
This is Steve Clark. As counsel to Eagle Forum, I should advise you
excuse
that if the company is in breach of contract or found to have wrongfully terminated Ed Martin, your actions will expose the company to liability.
I don't think that Mr. Clark could be the lawyer for Eagle Forum, since that would be a board decision to engage a lawyer.
That's incorrect. It's not the board's decision to engage a lawyer. It is the officer's decision to engage an attorney, as has been the custom and practice of the organization for decades, that the officers have engaged the attorney, not the...
So specific officers, not the Eagle Forum board.
Excuse me. And also, under Illinois statute, it is for the officers to engage attorneys for the entity. I don't represent the board. I represent Eagle Forum, the corporation.
Madam Chairman, I call the question.
Question's been called. Rosina, would you please call the roll? The question is on. The motion, would you restate the motion, Shirley?
I move that Ed Martin be removed as president of Eagle Forum, a 501c4 organization.
Rosina, would you call the roll, please?
I'll call. Ann Corey.
Yes.
Judy Smith.
Yes.
Kathy Adams.
Yes.
Shirley Curry.
Yes.
Rosina Kobar. That's me. Carolyn McLarty.
Yes.
Don Schlafly. Phyllis Schlafly. Ray Ryan.
Excuse me, I think Mrs. Schlafly would like to say something.
Phyllis Schlafly.
I again object to this meeting being conducted by telephone.
John Schlafly, I object to this meeting and the action that's just reportedly taken.
Rosina, what was your vote?
Were you voting for the motion, so the as have all the names been called then? And
I asked if they were all called, and I didn't get anybody to say that they weren't.
All right. So the vote tally is six.
Six.
In favor of the motion.
In favor.
And two objections.
John Schlafly and Phyllis Wright.
Okay. Then we will need to address now that the office of the president is vacant, I'll need to assume the duties of the president until the office can be filled, and I'd like to appoint a search committee for a president with, I would ask Dr. Shirley Curry to form that committee. To move forward as expeditiously as possible, and also would appoint as presiding officer and interim president or the executive director. As executive director of the organization, I would appoint Ann Schlafly Corey, if you'd be willing to take that position for us, Ann.
Thank you, Madam President.
And then we would need...
By what authority are you purporting to act as president? And by what authority are you purporting to make appointments to interim president and other offices?
The
according to the bylaws, if I can speak to that, this is Kathy Adams. The first and second vice president shall, in their turn, exercise the powers of the president in case of disability, illness, or absence of the president, and perform such other duties as authorized by the Board of Directors. I move that Uni Smith is interim president of Eagle Forum.
Second.
Is there a second to my motion? Thank you. And
second?
I think there needs to be a roll call vote. Thank
All
you.
All right. If you're calling for the vote, would you call the roll, please, Rosina?
Okay. Carolyn McLarty?
Yes.
Uni Smith?
Yes.
Kathy Adams?
Yes.
Shirley Curry.
Yes.
Rosina Kobar. Yes.
I think you missed me.
Don Schlafly. Oh, Ann Corey. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
I vote yes.
Don Schlafly. And Phyllis Schlafly.
So that would be six positive votes.
Yes.
All right, so the motion carries.
I object to this meeting being conducted by telephone.
All right, thank you.
So did you say there were six votes in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
So under the bylaws, it requires two-thirds of all directors then serving, so the motion, let the record reflect that the motion does not pass because you need 8 votes affirmatively to appoint officers.
All right. Well, in the absence of or upon the failure of that motion, the bylaws still stand, which as read, they indicate that the first and second vice president shall in their turn exercise the powers of the president in case of absence, disability, illness, or absence of the president, and perform such other duties as authorized by the board of directors. So it would be my responsibility to serve in that position. And so we will move forward on the motion for signature authorization. Excuse me?
At your peril. If you violate your fiduciary duties to the corporation, you will be liable to the corporation for any damage sustained, and you should all be aware of that as you proceed. There have been objections to this meeting, and the president has declared the meeting over and adjourned, and you're proceeding at your peril, and you may be taking action injurious to the corporation and its reputation, and if you do, you're breaching your fiduciary duties to the corporation, and you're doing so at your peril. Duty is counsel for the corporation to advise you of that. You should seek your own personal counsel for that.
Madam Chair, would the Chair entertain a motion for on a resolution for signature authorization?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Aye. The motion is that the following officers of Eagle Forum are authorized to transact business with respect to Eagle Forum accounts with banks and other financial institutions, such as investment advisors and stockbrokers, Uni Smith as first vice president and Ann Corey as vice chair. That all prior resolutions for authorized signatures on bank and other financial institutions' accounts are hereby revoked. That the funds may be withdrawn from such institutions or checks written on them with the signature of any of the following people, Ann Corey, Uni Smith, or Lois Linton, and that the Vice Chair, Ann Corey, is authorized to notify each financial institution of the currently authorized officers to sign with respect to each account and to sign any form of certification of this resolution or content.
Second.
Is there a discussion on the motion for signature authorization? Would the Secretary call the roll in, please?
Yes. Carolyn McClarty.
Yes.
Yes.
Minnie Smith.
Yes.
Kathy Adams.
Yes.
Shirley Curry.
Yes.
Regina Kovar. Yes. John Schlafly.
And I have yes.
Schlafly. I have yes.
The motion carries. The next item on the agenda is the conflict of interest policy.
Madam Chairman, I would like to move that no board member of Eagle Forum, which is a 501c4 organization, shall be an employee of Eagle Forum.
I second that.
No board member of Eagle Forum, 501c4, shall be an employee of Eagle Forum. Is there discussion? All right, I'll call for the vote. Please, Rosina.
Ann McClarty.
Yes.
Ann Corey.
Yes.
Judy Smith.
Yes.
Kathy Adams.
Yes.
Shirley Curry.
Yes.
Regina Kovar. Yes. John Schlafly.
I object to this vote.
Phyllis Schlafly.
I object to this vote.
All right. So that motion passes. The next item on the agenda is the call for complete independent audit.
Madam Chairman, I motion to contract with a CPA for a complete and full audit of the C4 Eagle Forum organization.
Second.
Second.
That was Ann Corey. Is there discussion? Would you please call the roll, Rosina?
Excuse me. Who are you proposing to hire?
We're not proposing to hire anyone. We're proposing to find an organization that the first vice president will then approve, or the board of directors will approve.
Okay, so I'm clear in your proposal. You're not proposing that any specific accounting firm be appointed?
No. I'm proposing that we find out, we get proposals for an audit.
Have you gotten any proposals today?
No.
Have any idea of the cost?
I call for a vote on this issue.
All right. Call the roll, please, Rosina.
Okay, Carolyn McCarty.
Yes.
Ann Corey.
Yes.
Jenny Smith.
Yes.
Kathy Adams.
Yes.
Shirley Curry.
Yes.
Rosina Kovar. John Schlafly. Phyllis Schlafly.
Excuse me, John Schlafly. I don't know if you heard him.
I didn't hear him.
I believe he said he objects.
Okay. Phyllis Schlafly.
All right, so we record 6 votes in favor and 1 objection. Is that correct?
There were 2 objections.
All right, thank you.
Madam Chairman, I call for a motion to instruct the president to instruct the first vice president, who is acting as president, to contract for officers and directors liability insurance.
Is there a second to that motion?
I second it.
Kathy, is there discussion? Are we ready for a vote on that motion?
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Carolyn
Rosina.
McCarty.
Yes.
Ann Corey.
Yes.
Jenny Smith.
Yes.
Kathy Adams.
Yes.
Shirley Curry.
Yes.
Rosina Kovar. Yes. John Schlafly.
I object.
And Phyllis. 2 objections.
So the motion for officers and directors liability insurance passes. The next agenda item is legal representation.
Madam Chairman, I have a resolution that I move to adopt. Several members of the Board of Directors of Eagle Forum received a letter from Runnymede Law Group stating that it represents Eagle Forum. The Board of Directors of Eagle Forum has not acted to appoint legal counsel to represent us. At this time, neither the Runnymede Law Group nor any other law firm has been engaged to represent Eagle Forum. First Vice President Uni Smith shall respond to Runnymede Law Group stating that it does not represent Eagle Forum and that it shall not represent itself to anyone as legal counsel for Eagle Forum or stating that it represents Eagle Forum. And number 3, only the Board of Directors of Eagle Forum shall have the authority to engage legal counsel to represent Eagle Forum.
Second.
Your discussion?
Yes, are you aware of Section 108.50 of the Illinois Revised Statutes, which provides that the officers have authority to retain legal counsel?
Well, that would be individual officers, not the board, and we're talking about as a board.
You're talking about retaining counsel for the board?
We're talking about not retaining counsel for the board.
Without authorization of the board. Is that correct, Ann?
Yes. In other words, the board has not authorized to retain any counsel. Therefore, the Runnymede Law Group does not represent the interests of Eagle Forum because we have not approved of that.
Again, it's not the board's province to approve of that. It's the officer's authority to do so. I have a signed engagement letter by Ed Martin as president and Phyllis Schlafly as chair of the board.
Well, Ed Martin is no longer president of Eagle Forum.
Yeah, but the engagement letter, assuming you're correct, which we dispute, but assuming you're correct, the engagement letter was signed before that.
Madam Chair, I call the question.
All right. All in favor of the motion will identify by saying yes as the roll is called.
Carol McCord.
Yes.
Ann Corey.
Yes.
Judy Smith.
Yes.
Kathy Adams.
Yes.
Shirley Curry.
Yes.
Rosina Kovar. Yes. John Schlafly.
Yes.
Phyllis Schlafly.
I object.
The motion passes. The next item was is the ongoing fight on CONCON. Is there anyone who would like to address that?
I will say what we did in Colorado, and we handed out Orlean's book to people who were for the CONCON, and we talked to them, and now they are real big on our side against the Article 5 CONCON. And we did that, I believe it was last year, and it's never come up again in Colorado.
Wow, that's great.
Orlean did such a great job. She is wonderful, and we just, they were on the other side, and we convinced them that that wasn't the side to be on.
I want to thank Pat Carlson, whose name has not been mentioned here, but former president of Texas Eagle Forum, and took on one issue during the last legislative session, and it was to defeat the Article 5 convention in the state of Texas, and that was successful, and we are most grateful for her work.
And I'm grateful for Bunny Chambers' work here in Oklahoma as well. She's been fighting at this session, and so far it's stuck in a committee. We're hoping it stays stuck in the committee.
Are there any other comments about it? I believe that was one of the items that was requested in your agenda items, Phyllis, if there's anyone else that wants to comment on it. Certainly that's a good tip that we need to use in distributing Orlean's book. We've used it as reference, but we need to give it to legislators. That's a great idea. Is there any other discussion on this? Okay, our work on the Republican Party platform.
I would like to say what we've done in Colorado. We have two pro-life, pro-Second Amendment people on the party platform. They've been already nominated and approved, and they will be on the party platform.
At the national level?
At the national
or
level.
State?
At the national level. We're going as delegates.
That's really good news.
That is good news. And then we have Anita Stapleton ran to go to Ohio, and she won at the congressional level, and she has been instrumental in trying to stop Common Core. She's been dynamite, I got to tell you. And the reason I know that is she stays at my house when she comes to town.
All right. Anything else on that?
I do know that Mike Mears is going to be helping with the platform committee, and he should be a good resource for us. He works with outreach to the conservative organizations from NDRNC. And Ben Key is also going to be working again on the platform committee, and he did last time as well.
We can move to the motions to replace particular board members. That was requested by Phyllis as well, that item. According to Illinois statute, no special meeting of directors may remove a director unless written notice of the proposed removal is delivered to all directors at least 20 days prior to such a meeting. So we won't be able to address this motion at this meeting since we didn't have a 20-day notice, but we will schedule a board meeting with 20 days notice on Monday, May the 2nd at 2 p.m. For removal of directors who violate the conflict of interest policy.
Will we also discuss possible new ones?
I assume so. Also, at that meeting, we'll have elections for new directors. So, yeah. So we'll send out that notice, and I hope that that meeting date is good for everyone in time.
Do we need to vote on that?
Well, if there's no objection to it, we probably don't need a vote.
Okay. All right.
Just clarification, I think. Is there any further business? At the next meeting, we'll want to, I would assume we would, I'm suggesting that we do, update our bylaws. So I'm not prepared at this time to appoint a committee, but I will. And let's see. Phyllis, did you have any closing comments that you wanted to make?
Well, I think we had a wonderful organization, and it's just amazing to me that some people want to take it over and run it. Because we have a few employees who do what they're told. For example, when I asked Ed Martin aboard, it was to take on the job of making our arrangements in Cleveland. I didn't have anybody else who was interested in that or willing to go and spend some time in Cleveland planning our events. But everybody is predicting that the convention itself is going to be wide open. And anything can happen, so we don't know what will happen, but we need somebody who understands the rules and who understands what's going on in Cleveland, and I think Ed Martin is particularly qualified for that, and I would like to use him for that.
Isn't that really a separate organization of RNC for Life that has that's independent from the 501c4 of Eagle Forum?
No, it isn't.
Well, Madam President, wouldn't you say that Ed Martin is no longer a part of the 501c4 organization as due to this vote today?
That is correct.
So what? I can ask him to help in our arrangements in Cleveland.
Well, I Madam Chair, what is the effective date of Ed Martin's termination in terms of his wages?
Well, that's on paper somewhere. I don't know where.
Does anybody, does that parliamentarian know the answer to that question?
I don't know if that would have been in your bylaws, a time, severance time. Do not know if it's immediate or 2-week notice. I do not know what the bylaws say on that.
The bylaws do not speak to that issue, but should we speak to that issue?
Yes.
Is there a motion to address that?
Madam Chairman, I move that it be immediate.
Second.
Discussion? So the motion is that the severance of Ed Martin from employment in the 501c4 Eagle Forum be immediate. All in favor will indicate yes by the roll call.
Carol McClarty.
Yes.
Ann Corey.
Yes.
Vinnie Smith.
Yes.
Kathy Adams.
Yes.
Julie Curry.
Yes.
Rosina Kovar.
Yes.
John Schlafly.
I object.
Philip Schlafly.
Objection.
And six yes and two objections.
I object.
Thank you, folks. We've got that recorded. Well, if there's no further business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
So move.
I second.
All in favor? I don't know if we need a vote on that, but let's do it. One more time, Rosina.
Yes.
Corey.
Yes.
Yes.
Kathy Adams.
Yes.
Billy Curry.
Yes.
Regina Kovar. Yes. John Schlafly.
I object.
You object to the adjournment?
I object.
All right. Well, then this meeting is properly adjourned. And I thank everyone for participating.
Conference recording has stopped.